Trip mines have appeared in prior Half-Life games, and the act of defusing them seemed like a natural fit for a VR game, where players can perform complex operations with their hands. By this point in the game, players have already learned how to hack combine technology with their multi-tool, but we wanted defusing a trip mine to be more tense than the hacking puzzles. To defuse a trip mine, not only does the player have to place their hand near the laser that could trigger the mine, but they have to perform the task within just a few seconds. Early versions of this puzzle were inspired by lockpicking, resembling a series of tumblers that the player had to quickly align. Unfortunately, the tumbler design required players to rotate their wrists in an uncomfortable manner, particularly given that they had to also avoid touching the laser beam. We removed the rotational component but kept the timing element, leading to the mechanic you see in the final game. We also experimented with causing the trip mines to actually explode if the player failed to defuse them, but most players found this too punishing, especially in cases where a chain reaction of explosions could occur. Instead, the mines just stay active and the player can attempt to defuse them again. We did end up keeping this behavior for the hard difficulty setting, but added a warning sound a few seconds before the mine actually explodes to give players some time to move away. We also experimented with allowing defused mines to be removed and redeployed by the player, but we hadn't designed enough combat scenarios around this mechanic for it to be satisfying in practice, so this was left out of the final game.